Mammy Jewelers, Holly speaking. How can I help you?
I was calling for you. I had a dream about you last night.
Oh, well, hello.
Hi. Are you putting the store out? I didn't want to interrupt your day, but I wanted to.
We are putting the stuff out. I was confused. The phone was ringing. I was like, it's not even 9 yet. Who is actually calling?
I know. Well, I didn't want it to be on, like, work hours and you guys be, like, you know, obviously in the midst. You guys have been super busy as of lately, so it's not a bad thing. It's certainly not, you know. Busy is good in my world.
In ours, too.
Yes, I had a dream about your baby, and there was the theme was not hocus pocusy, but you literally went on another trip to visit what you thought was ancestors back in Salem and had your baby in Salem and then couldn't leave the town.
That's crazy. Called
me and said, I'm going to lose my job and my family if you don't come help me. And I was like, I'm doing it. I'm in the car right now. I'll come help. And it was like a frantic kind of, I'm going, yes, uh-huh. And I packed nothing. And right now, what you don't know is I currently can't really drive more than a half an hour at a time. Or, like, my legs start to do their thing. And, yeah. So then all of a sudden, I'm like, to the minute, nanosecond, half an hour in, I had to pull over. Then you called me back and was like, I'm in labor. I said, you said you had the baby. How can you be in labor right now? I had to pull over because I cannot drive for more than this time frame. And literally, like, you kept having babies after babies.
Oh, my God.
After babies.
That sounds like an absolute nightmare.
It does. It does. Except for you ended up being, like, this miracle, not octomom, but, like, a baby delivery mom that just, it was random. It was such a random dream. But if I didn't share it with you right now, I wouldn't remember to, ever. And I would lose all the details. I literally woke up and put it in my dream journal next to my bed because it was just funny to me because every half an hour I had to stop, get out of the car, walk in circles and talk to you about the new babies. And sometimes you were having twins.
Oh, my God.
You needed help and you needed help, like, naming them. And then all of your babies at the very end, here's where I don't know where they ended up. I believe in the ocean with Atlantis survivors, and they all had the bloodline for the indigenous people. They all had that, well, the aliens that are coming out, and everybody's saying they're from Atlantis, but some of them left before Atlantis fell. And that's the bloodline and a lot of, like, nobility. And this is all true, actually. Nobility and such over there. And a lot of presidents have that RA negative. So you have to literally give blood ever so often because there's not a blood bank for it. It's literally 15% of the world's population is this. Most of everything else is not. And these people, they're saying, are all from this alien species under the waters and living their best lives now from Atlantis and the underwater caverns. So all your babies went underwater.
That seems like a good place for them.
Well, none of them had gills. I was checking for gills in my dream.
God.
Like, it was random, but you're about the only pregnant person I know right now. So I know it had to have been Unless there's somebody pregnant out there that I don't know about. It just had to have been you. I know it was, because I was checking in with Katie Noumi along the way, and that was also very funny to me. Like, after I got off the phone with you, Katie Noumi would, like, call me and be like, how many more has she had?
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to get Dad and the rest of the guys to help me. We're going to need, like, a lot of car seats. That's all she said in the whole thing, is we're going to need Dad and the guys to help me. We're going to need a lot of car seats to get them home. So random, right? Oh,
yeah.
My God, my
now
world.
I'm going to have nightmares tonight.
No, it was actually very... So I have one reoccurring dream I remember. My entire life I've had one reoccurring dream where I remember it very wholeheartedly, and it's very nice. And that dream is about an alien species, and I get pregnant by the head alien, and then the stingrays, and it's very vivid, it's very colorful. The stingrays can't get me on this planet that's red and yellow and polka dots and very Minnie Mouse-esque. They can't get to me, and I never have the alien child in my dream. It doesn't go for very long, but I have that dream a lot, and I've gotten a dream journal, and I've actually... Aliens and dreams are not bad. Other planets are not bad. It shows an awakening of your soul. And pregnancy is great in a dream. That means that you're about to come upon either, if your hand is itchy, I can't remember if it's your right or left, but money coming into your world, or, it's not all of the dream. It actually is actually really good, even though it sounds so effed. I woke up thinking, this is effed. I can't even tell her this story. But then I sat here for 2.5 hours scrolling, mostly, through social media posts, and I said, I gotta tell her. She's probably knowing about all of these aliens and such anyways. We have to tell her what's going on. But it was funny. I never got a count as to how many kids you end up having either, just FYI.
Okay. Well,
first one was male. Yes, the first one was male, FYI. If you needed to know that. Many of the twins were girls.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that with me. Now I'm traumatized for the rest of the day.
Oh, stop it. I wasn't trying to do that. I really hope you're not. Now I feel terrible.
No, it's fine. But I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to finish putting out cases.
You got it, my love. Oh, I thought you were still doing it while you were going. Oh, my apologies. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine.
All right. Love you guys. Bye. Bye.